How fitting that we follow the baptism of a child of God. The theme for our Sunday school programming this year is choosing to serve. We started the year by examining ways we can serve God through service to our families and friends, our church, our community, and our world. Our activities have included restoring the glass beaded cross in the narthex, creating food bags for distribution to people asking for assistance on street corners, identifying ways to help our parents and siblings at home during the week, and learning how we can take care of our environment. Our service to God and service to our church family continues today as the wonderful children and youth of Living Water lead our annual children's Christmas service. We hope you enjoy our Christmas gift to you.
Chapter 1, verses 11 through 15. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord."
My name is Zechariah. I am a priest and was serving my term at the temple in Jerusalem. My wife's name is Elizabeth, and we lived in Judea. Herod was the king. We obeyed God and tried to do all that God told us to do. Elizabeth and I were very happy. There was only one small disappointment in our lives. We never had children. In all other things God had blessed us, now we were old. Too old to be thinking about having children, we learned to be content. One day it was my turn to serve as priest at the Lord's temple. I had been chosen to go inside the temple and burn the incense while everyone else stood inside outside to pray. It was a special day. I was the only one who could go inside. Suddenly, as I stood there facing the altar, an angel appeared beside me. I didn't know what to think.
"Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God heard your prayers. You and Elizabeth will soon have a child. You must name the boy John. John will grow up to serve the Lord. God will be with him from the moment he is born. John will lead many people back to God. John will get the people ready for the Lord."
I didn't know what to think. I had so many questions, but the first thing out of my mouth was, "How do I know this will happen? Elizabeth and I are both too old to have children." That was a mistake.
"I'm a messenger from God. I have been sent to bring you this wonderful news, and you have not believed what I said. From now until the baby is born, you will be unable to speak. But don't worry, everything will happen just as I have told you."
By now, the people outside in the courtyard were wondering what was taking so long. I had been inside the temple much longer than usual, but when I came out into the bright sunshine, they were even more surprised because I could not utter a single word. I tried to tell them about the angel and the angel's promise, but nothing would come out of my mouth. So I went home. There was nothing else I could do. Soon Elizabeth discovered that she was going to have a baby. Then I knew what the angel had told me was really going to happen. We would have a baby boy. We would name him John. He would prepare God's people for the coming of the Lord. Elizabeth and I indeed were going to have a special son.
Luke chapter 1, verses 28 through 31. The angel Gabriel came to her and said, "Greetings, everyone. The Lord is with you." But she was much too perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus."
"My name is Mary. I grew up in a town called Nazareth in Galilee. I was just a young girl when all this happened to me. One day, I was working around my parents' house where I lived. I was doing my chores just as I did every day. I was thinking about Joseph, though. Soon, I was going to be married to Joseph. He was a carpenter in our village. I thought about how I would take care of the house that Joseph and I would live in after we were married. I dreamed about our life and about the children we would have. Suddenly, the cool, dark room became very bright. There was someone else in the room besides me. How did she get there? What did she want with me? I was a little confused and very frightened."
"Greetings, special one. The Lord is with you. I'm a messenger from God, and I have a message for you. God is very happy with you, Mary."
I stepped back in shock. What had I done to make God happy with me? Why would this angel come to me?
"Mary, don't be afraid. You're going to have a baby boy. You'll name him Jesus. He will grow up to be a king like his ancestor David. But his kingdom will not end. He will be called the Son of God. He is the one God has promised for so long. Did you know that your relative Elizabeth is also expecting a baby? After all these years, she will have a son too."
You can imagine my surprise. How could all this be happening to me? I tried not to panic, but thoughts and questions flooded my mind. Joseph, I had almost forgotten. What would I tell Joseph? What will he think?
Will he still want to marry me? How can I be the mother of God's son? Why would God choose me? I'm just an ordinary girl. How can all this be?
Don't worry, Mary. God will be with you. Nothing is impossible with God.
As soon as those words came from the angel's mouth, I knew. No matter how I felt, no matter how confused or scared I was, everything would be all right. I looked the angel straight in the eyes. I am a servant of the Lord, and I am ready to do whatever God wants me to do. That is what I said, but I still felt that God had given me a monumental task. But I promised God right there that I would be the best mother for this special baby.
Little baby, Jesus was his name, bringing joy and gladness when from heaven he came. Angels brought the message of the baby's birth, said he was the Savior sent to all the earth.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
I still remember the day when Mary came to tell me the surprising news. I was working in my carpentry shop. I had many things to build for people. The village people trusted me to build good things for them. Doors for their houses, yokes for the oxen, tables and chairs. I was engaged to Mary. I was looking forward to the time when Mary and I would finally be married. but the news she gave me nearly knocked me down.
Joseph, an angel came to me. He told me that I'm going to have a baby. This special baby will be God's son, the one that God has promised to us for so long.
I didn't know what to say. I'm not even sure what I did say. Mary left quickly. I went straight to work. I had a great deal to think about. How could all of this happen? I am just a simple carpenter. Should Mary and I still be married or not? That night, when I finally went to sleep, I had just about decided to call off the wedding. I would do it quietly so that Mary wouldn't be shamed. After all, I cared about her, but I couldn't marry her. I closed my eyes and went to sleep. During that night, in my dream, an angel came to me.
Don't worry, Joseph. Everything will be fine. Mary, you will marry her. She will have the special baby. You are a relative of King David. Didn't God promise that the Messiah would come from David's family? You will name the baby Jesus. He will help the people know that God is with them.
I sat straight up in my bed. I knew in my heart that what the angel said was true. God did promise to send a Messiah. That special king was to come from the family of King David. I am from that family. I knew right then that I would take care of Mary and the baby. I went from being surprised and confused to being excited about the wonderful news. What a day.
Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time has come for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in the manger, because there is no place for them in the inn.
That day, rather than night, I still remember it as though it was yesterday. The city was filled with pilgrims all day long. All these people were arriving in Bethlehem because of the emperor's decree. There just wasn't enough room for all of them. The man and the young girl came late, long after sunset. And they must have come a long way because they looked so tired. The girl, she looked as though she was going to have a baby any minute. She needed a place to stay, but I had no room. Every place was filled. Bethlehem was usually a quiet little place, but it was all the Romans' fault. The emperor had decreed that everyone to go to their hometown to be counted, And what for? Taxes, probably. Anyway, the family of King David must have been very large. There wasn't an inch of floor space left for anyone to sleep. But the girl looked so tired. The only spot I had left was with the animals. It was a dry, warm spot. Not bad if you didn't mind the smell of animals. So I led them to it. We wouldn't leave our animals just anywhere. They are important to us. We take good care of them. It just wasn't very clean or pretty. If I had known the girl would give birth that very night, I might have thrown someone else out of a room. Not a very nice place to begin your life. But I gave them the best I had. Later, I learned that the baby was God's son, the promised one. I can't believe I had a part in all that.
Baby Jesus born today in a manger filled with hay. Angels from the heavens sing, joyful, joyful news they bring. Special baby, special night, shepherds bathed in angel light, sent to see the newborn king, joyful, joyful news they bring. Little Jesus fast asleep, safe in his father's keep, angels whisper, sweetly tell, all is wonderful, all is well.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. In that region, there were shepherds living in their fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord."
My name is Caleb, and I am a shepherd from the village of Bethlehem. The other night, something wonderful happened. I'd like to tell you about it. All that day, my brothers and I had been working hard moving sheep into a new field, higher up into the hills. As a shepherd, my job is to find fresh green grass for a sheep each day. That night it had felt very cold, and when the sun went down, my brothers and I huddled around the campfire. I told Obed to throw a few more sticks on the fire. I pulled my cloak closer around me and scrunched closer to the fire. Just then a great light filled the sky. It wasn't daytime, but the air practically danced light. My brothers and I were terrified. This wasn't normal. I covered my eyes with my cloak, waiting for something terrible to happen. Then I heard a voice, the most beautiful voice I've ever heard.
"Caleb, don't be afraid."
I grew braver and lowered my cloak. Then there, right in front of me, was the angel.
I have good news for you. A Savior has been born today. You'll find him wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Then suddenly, there wasn't one angel, but many. My ears were filled with these heavenly voices. All of them were singing.
Glory to God in the highest, peace to all people on earth.
Just as quickly as they had come, the angels went away. That night that had been so filled with light was now felt dark and empty. Slowly, I turned up and to my brothers. We all started to talk at once, but one thing was for sure. We were going to Bethlehem and find the baby that the angel had told us about. We left our sheep without a second thought and set off for the village. The promised Messiah had finally come. Surely the baby would be easy to find. I mean, how many babies, after all, sleep in animals' feed trough? My heart pounded with excitement as we walked through the streets looking for the child. Then we found them. A young girl named Mary, her husband Joseph, and a tiny baby wrapped in cloth sleeping on hay in a manger. On our way back to the field and our sheep, we told everyone about what we had seen and heard. We cannot believe that ordinary shepherds like us should be the witnesses to the greatest news ever told. We cannot keep it to ourselves.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage."
"I'm an astrologer. I study the stars. My home is in a land far, far away called Persia. You might wonder what would bring me such a long way from my home to a little city called Bethlehem. It's a short story. Let me share it with you. My friends and I spend many hours studying the sky, We are students of the stars. We believe that the sky can tell us important things. And one night we saw a new star in the sky. This new star was a sign, the sign the ancient writings had told us about. A new king had been born. This king was the one that the people had been waiting for a long, long time. My friends and I discussed what we should do, but we came to an agreement. We should go find this new king. The star would show us the way. So we set off across the desert, following the bright new star. In our packs, we carried special gifts for the new king. These gifts would be just right for a king: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The first night, when the sun set and the sky darkened, we waited with great anticipation. One by one, the stars began to come out. Then, there it was, brighter than any other star in the sky, and it was leading us west. After many long days of travel, we finally came to Jerusalem. My friends and I stopped people on the street and asked them, "Where is the child who had been born king of the Jews? We had seen a special star and had come to worship him." No one seemed to know what we were talking about. A new king? But they already had a king, King Herod. Word soon got to King Herod about our search. He called us to the palace.
"Tell me about this new king that you're looking for. How did you know to come to Jerusalem?
The new star in the sky led us west to this place.
When I heard this news, I called my advisors to see what they had to say about this event. They told me that the ancient text said that Bethlehem was the place. Bethlehem was a little town just to the south of Jerusalem. Go and look for the child. When you find him, come back and tell me where he is. I would like to worship him too."
So my friends and I set out for Bethlehem. That night the star came to rest over a small house in the city. We knew we had found him. His name was Jesus. We presented him with our gifts. When the time came for us to leave, we did not go back to King Herod. God had warned us in a dream that Herod might harm the child, so we traveled home by a different way. We had seen the Messiah, the Savior of the world.
So far, field and found. is born, follow the star. Jesus is born, come from kneel and fall. Praise the Lord God. Tell the gift of God's love. Praise the Lord God. Look to heaven above.
Let us pray. Loving God, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing with Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven for Jesus' sake. Amen.